A good neighbor agreement is being proposed as part of a proposal for a supportive housing development in Uptown New West. The Lower Mainland Purpose Society is proposing to create up to 30 beds for people who are or are at risk of or are experiencing homelessness. The proposal is to allow supportive housing to be located in the top two floors of the existing four-story commercial building at 422 6th Street, with 24/7 staff support and catering services provided on-site. The June 26 Council agenda shows that Council is set to consider giving three readings to a zoning amendment bylaw for 422 6th Street at that evening's meeting. The agenda for Monday's meeting also includes a staff report summarizing recent public consultation events. It also includes a recommendation to have Council direct staff to work with the applicant to implement the recommended mechanisms, a good neighbor agreement and a community advisory committee, in response to issues raised during the application review process, including in-person and online events held on June 19. Good neighbor agreements have been used in the past, including to address issues associated with social services and working with nearby residents and businesses to minimize potential impacts on the neighborhood, said the staff report. Community advisory committees, CACs, have also been used, including in relation to the Health Contact Center in downtown and Mazarine Lodge in Queensboro, with the latter being a supportive housing residence. According to staff, the Community Advisory Committee played an important role in the lead-up to occupancy at Mazarine Lodge, and was active for about 1 year, until it was effectively disbanded because there were minimal impacts from the facility. At its May 8 meeting, Council received a report about a preliminary application from the Purpose Society regarding the project. At that time, Council directed staff to work with the applicant to prepare a rezoning bylaw for the subject property that would be suitable for consideration of first, second and third readings. Because a rezoning is required to be in place by July 1, 2023 in order for the Purpose Society to receive a $5.35 million federal investment for the housing project, staff recommended an expedited timeline for Council's consideration of the application, one that didn't include a public hearing. Some residents have appeared before Council in recent weeks to speak in support of the project. Other community members have voiced concerns that the project would negatively impact area businesses and residents. Recent engagement. At the May 29 Council meeting, staff recommended Council consider the zoning amendment bylaw and that no public hearing be required as part of consideration of this supportive housing project. In a 5-2 vote, Council voted against holding a public hearing as part of this rezoning application. Council then voted 5-2 vote in favor of directing staff to develop a public engagement session about this project that is dialogue-based and centers the well-being of people in need of supportive housing. The June 26 report to Council outlines the consultation that took place after that meeting, including an in-person event at Century House on June 19. Pre-registration was required due to limited space and to ensure a productive dialogue-based session, said the report. Residents and businesses near the proposed project received priority for registration and were the focus of the notification. According to the report, 18 people attended the in-person session. An online session, held later that evening, did not require pre-registration. Attended by 5 members of the public, the webinar included a short presentation and an opportunity for written questions to be answered by staff. The sessions were advertised on the Be Heard New West webpage, and notification cards were sent out to residents within 100 meters of the development site, consistent with the city's typical development application notification area, said the report. According to city staff, the location of the in-person event was not advertised because of the limited space for the event. Participants were provided with the event location details once registration was confirmed, said the report.